Let's pray and ask for God's help as we consider that passage together and the truth that God teaches us in it. God our Father, we ask that you would give us ears to hear you speak to us, and hearts and wills to love you and to obey. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, if you will, to the President of the United States speaking on Friday to a prayer breakfast. I believe, he said, that to be forgiven more than sorrow is required. At least two more things. First, genuine repentance, a determination to change. Second, what my Bible calls a broken spirit, an understanding that I must have God's help to be the person that I want to be. I'm sorry to say that my newspaper inflicted 12 and a half pages of the whole sorry tale on me yesterday. I learned all that I needed to know from the first page, and I managed on page 19 to find half a page about the current crisis in Russia, which is at least as significant, I suspect. But then my newspaper is a tabloid masquerading as a broadsheet, and if you read the Times, you will perhaps agree. So perhaps that's not so